wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
I saw a really impressive window bumper sticker today, like truck one.
Oh no.
Just very simple message, but it said, turn off the news and COVID will go away.
What about that one that I walk by every day? I eat ASS.
Oh, jeez.
It's how so crude. Good.
Carter, it's do so... you have a sticker on your car?
I don't.
Brent, do you?
No.
I bought one, like the Winnipeg Jets style of, you know, the husband and the wife and the kid and the dogs and the cats, but I never put it on, and I'm glad I didn't. It would have been...
Honestly, that's a sign. That is a sign of mental illness. Putting a sticker on your vehicle is a war. It's a huge red flag when you're meeting someone. And, like, I used that as a joke when I did my stand. Oh my God, I never told you. When I did my bits, I used that as one of my little bits. And there were so many people in the room that were so mad that I was making fun of stickers on your vehicles. And I was like, ha, because you're nuts.
That's good. That is a good.
Can't take a joke, you weirdos. Get out. Can't even laugh at yourself. Then what are you laughing at? Get out. So. I got asked if I do comedy for money, if you book me.
Oh, and
I was at the plant shop and somebody saw me and I was looking at a plant. She's like, so we got an event. Do you do stand up? Can we hire you? And I was like, greatest day of my life. All I've ever wanted, Carter.
Is the plant shop like the weed shop? Because that's what my kids call the liquor mart, is the bottle store.
No, it's called Mother Nature. I go get my plants there. Okay. I went from never having a plant in my house to right now I have 23 plants in my house.
Holy moly, Michael Jordan.
I love plants so much. I love having them now. I have so many plants and I just stare at them. I wake up and then I just stare at my plants. Lisa's like, can you stop looking at the plants? I'm like, no.
You're doing a bit. This is part of your paid stand-up. I have plants.
But I was there. The lady recognized me. She's like, so do you do this like locally? Do you do it if we had an event? Because she was doing something for like a women's resource center. And I was like, and you want me to do the...
No, that's a great audience.
So, but yeah, that's the best thing ever, you guys. Guys, we've made it. Yeah. We've made it. We're respected as comedians.
You've gone solo. Yeah, yes. We?
We
you've
are. I'm not
solo.
I'm not breaking it up.
Well, it's really lucky you did that event before your WNBA watching career started. That could have gone really bad.
So, since we've been off air, let's talk sports and things. WNBA going really well, right, guys? Nothing to talk about.
No, there is nothing to talk about, honestly. You guys don't want to talk, but unless we're talking about my girl, Angel Reese.
Oh, shut up. Man, what a disaster.
Marty, you got to stop this gimmick because it makes me mad often.
What about that last one I said where it's like Angel Reese massive two-hand slam? And so it's like this video and there's this rebound. Angel starts making a breakout and they just like alley-oop it to her. And you're like, whoa, she's actually, you know, I know like Brittany Griner's dunked like 7 times in the WNBA, but Angel's going to throw down and she just like does the hardest 2-foot plant ever and then jumps straight up for like the world's ugliest layup. Oh, it was gross.
No, the NBA, the WNBA is every bad thing you could do right now is actually happening. It's pretty impressive. It's just everything maybe no one's wanted to say for a while is all happening. It's a nightmare situation. Here's your chance, gang. And you are going to totally massacre your opportunity from so many angles. Crabs in a bucket, man.
Crabs. No way, man. This is going exactly according to plan. If she was just great and everyone was loving her, you know, there'd be nothing going on, but they're getting all these white knights like you upset and wanting to jump in and defend your girl. And so
I can't watch it. It's too stupid.
It's you know, your girl against the entire system. And so you're extra big fan now.
No, they didn't put her on the Olympic team, which is maybe the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's a meritocracy, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because guess what? They don't need her. They're going to win by a million points.
Yeah, they don't need the money. They don't need the money.
The Olympics is an amateur event, and there is no money. Who do you work for? NBC? You want those eyeballs, or are you the coach? Does the coach work for NBC?
What a bunch of idiots.
No, you know who's dumb is the Nathan. I'll admit, so in a similar stature of sport to women's basketball is the Nathan hot dog eating contest.
Oh yes.
So they expelled Joey Chestnut, who's won the last 15 years worth of hot dog eating contests, including his 74 hot dogs.
And now what is one of the Paul brothers going to fight him?
Oh, that's a good point. No, he's doing a Netflix show with Kobayashi, who was the champ before Joey unseated him in 2010 or 2012 or something.
So what do they do?
They're just going to eat a lot of hot dogs, but it's not even going to matter because Joey's not at his peak of his game like he was 3 years ago, but Kobayashi hasn't been at the peak of his game in 10 years. So, yeah. But those are the two biggest names.
Eat hot dogs?
Yeah, but that's what they do on July 4th, and it's quite a popular event. So Nathan's and Major League Eating don't want Joey there because he signed a endorsement deal with a rival hot dog brand.
What other hot dogs are there?
Impossible hot dogs.
Ooh, he's saving the world. He's like the vegetarian Elon of hot dogs.
Yeah, so great job, Nathan's, because if you would have just let him compete, no one would know impossible hot dogs exist. Guess what? I've got about 9 impossible burgers in my freezers right now. Love them. Did I know impossible hot dogs existed? No. But you sure as heck do now, because that's all we hear about on the radio.
That's genius
and stuff like
on
that.
His part. This is great.
Yeah. Well, Nathan's doesn't understand PR at all, apparently. They're still stuck in the 30s. So
it's impossible. Have you had an impossible dog?
No, they're probably not even available in Canada.
Oh.
But I know of them because he's getting a lot of free publicity.
I feel like a special moment of celebration for something I've been rooting for my whole life. Where we're speaking of food and whatnot, the number 2 selling beverage in the world now.
Yeah.
Is the greatest, the second greatest drink or the greatest drink ever made. Dr. Pepper finally gets where it deserves.
Sweller and
damn right. That's a damn good beverage.
I like it a lot. It just feels weird with Pepsi not as number 2. And honestly, it feels like it's just dumb people in Texas doing that. Bringing it up. I love it too, but I don't know.
The two best beverages in the world are number 1 and 2.
Yeah, I like Coke better than Pepsi too, but
Coke is amazing. You can't argue that Coke is just really good.
Pepsi's it's just number two. It's just not right if it's not number 2.
Yeah, but Dr. Pepper annihilates Pepsi.
And I guess at least it's Dr. Pepper. It could be worse. It could be Prime Energy, Logan Paul's.
It could be Mountain Dew, right? Or something.
You know? Trevor, have you experimented with the other Dr. Pepper variants?
I'm a classic.
Yeah.
Well, you even do heated Dr. Pepper. We've gone over this.
Oh, warm Dr. Pepper's beautiful.
Yeah. So what are these variants, Brent? Diet? Dr. Pepper?
Or did we lose them?
Well, Discord has... Oh, there we go. Yeah. So what are these other variants, Brent?
Cream soda has been in counter for quite a bit, and it's nothing.
Oh no, it seemed like it was good. Dr. Pepper. I had like one sip.
Yeah, but then there's their like
it was good.
Berries and cream is legit. Like it's better than Dr. Pepper.
No. Wow.
We're talking number one.
It's not worse. Just saying, don't sleep on it.
Oh, do I love Dr. Pepper.
When was the last time like a new soda flavor, like all the new soda flavors I try, like the Coke Spice Zero, I haven't tried regular, but it's like, yeah, this is really good. But like, when was the last time there's been like a new soda flavor hit that like stays on the grocery shelves for a while?
None.
I guess other than like
they're locked in.
Pitch Mountain Dew, Pitch Black, Code Red, that kind of stuff.
But it's not permanent. It's just like gum. There's literally been, how long has Juicy Fruit been around?
Double Mint, yeah.
Juicy Fruit is like 1,000 years old and it's still like the best.
I got some upstairs.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe they're all old, right? Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but Mountain Dew's way in the back.
But it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Pepper's an infinite one, right? It's been there since the start.
Plano, Texas.
In one way or another. Yeah.
Well, not like 1800s Coke.
No, Dublin, Texas. Sorry, Dublin. Plano is Buddy Holly. Dublin is Dr. Pepper.
I think like Orange Crush and stuff are newer than you think.
Oh no, Orange Crush is not that new. It was a Hires Orange that started that, I think.
Uh-huh. Barks.
Fanta.
Oh no, yeah, never mind. Orange Crush was 1911. My bad.
Barks hit it pretty big. I guess that's just a...
Is that just a Canadian thing, though?
I thought it was just a Coke. I don't know.
I think mug? Remember group chat? We had the big root beer wars.
Yeah, A&W, the end.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
And then, at least, I think I like mug second best, but it's too much like A&W. It's like, might as well be drinking A&W.
Hires is good.
I didn't try that. I haven't seen one of those in a while. I like Barks the least, but it's most distinct from A&W, so it's a nice alternative.
Barks is good.
Oh, but remember Nature Boy went to that place with like 37 different varieties of root beer? That was good.
Can you ever say you've been happy by a fancy root beer? Or a special one?
Oh, a frozen A&W root beer? Oh my god.
Yeah. No, but just
that's
any...
amazing.
Yeah, but then any other brand, like...
Oh, like a fancy brand?
Yeah, fancy brand. Has it ever worked out?
No.
Yeah, that's got
to
be
they all taste like toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has to be the worst fancied up idea.
Like, ginger beer. They got it from the ginger beer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute.
Well, ginger beer worked. Ginger beer is great. And then they're like, oh, we could do this with root beer. It's like, no, you can't. Actually, you can't. Whistle Dogs are back. What a great day to be alive.
But are they? What you guys are talking, isn't there some sort of controversy?
I know my Whistle Dogs, and these are damn good.
Okay.
So you've been?
Yeah, I've hit a Whistle Dog. Yeah.
My A&W, when I Whistle Dogged it, they had pour your own seasoning, like just the A&W salt. There's just a big container of it loose.
On a Whistle Dog?
Or just on the self-serve counter.
Oh, yeah, they do. They have been putting the seasoning. I just want to put that in my pocket and take it home. Yeah.
And Frank's hot sauce right out there, too. Just really stepping it up.
A&W freaking rules. Seriously, my international kids, they won't eat any North American food, but where will they all go and meet? A&W. That's the only place like the snobby German and French kids will go for fast food.
How much money do they have?
They're not poor. They like A&W. Ooh. They really like A&W. Like, this is good food. I'm like, you're damn right it is. You're damn right. And they're like, oh, sir, the onion ring's so good, but you can only get them like maybe two times a year. I'm like, exactly, you know, because there's always once in a while you get an onion ring. Just when you're feeling a little crazy, but you can't get an onion ring every time or you die. But every once in a while, or you split an onion ring with someone, if two people are eating, you're like, you get fries, I'll get an onion ring, and we'll split the onion rings. Because nobody could finish a thing of onion rings. It's impossible, actually. You can't eat a whole bag of onion rings. It's impossible.
Oh, yes. Those are one of my infinite foods.
Really? I can hit about four, and then I'm just like, I can't do this.
They just slide right down. They don't take up any space. Mm.
Just so much flavor, though. I just can't deal with it. Like, it's just so much. It's such an overload. Oh, speaking of, boys, big news. Hitting the Zempic.
Go on.
Yeah, I'm taking it, man. It's like insane.
How long?
Just like a month and a bit. It's insane. It's the craziest thing I've... It's like... The first week, man, it was like I was a different human. It's changed like so many things about me.
So I hear it cuts down on all sorts of cravings. Are you finding yourself still surfing Long and McQuaid's website in the wee hours of the night?
Everything I obsess over, I just don't anymore.
Oh.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, it has like brought me down to almost normal sometimes. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're not supposed to talk about taking Ozempic.
Almost normal.
It's embarrassing. I don't give a damn. It's the most fascinating thing ever. I just got to a point after the stroke where it's like, you know what I'm never going to do? Change my eating habits or have time to think. So let's just admit it. Let's just put up the white flag and say, I lose. I surrender completely. It's like an alcoholic. It's like, I'm never going to actually overcome this. So, and apparently it works with that too. With like craving alcohol.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah. It's like, I'm not kidding. I think by the second day, like imagine you were in a room and there was like a loud fan on all the time. And then all of a sudden you woke up and there was just no fan on and it was just quiet. Like, that's how I felt with like thinking about like food. Like, I didn't realize just how much I'm always thinking about food. Constantly, even when I'm full. And then all of a sudden I like had nothing to think about or crave. And I was just like, what the hell am I going to do with myself? Like, it was the most it was like a mind trick. You would swear I took like some kind of psychotic medicine or something, I didn't know what I was thinking about it sometimes because I wasn't craving anything. Like, I didn't realize how much I think about food. Even when I'm full, I'm thinking about my now. I just like, it's like true what they say where it's like all of a sudden it's 6 o'clock at night and you forgot to eat.
Really? Huh.
It's insane witchcraft.
How many times, like once a day, you do the injection?
No, once a week.
Oh, okay, okay.
One day a week, and you don't even notice it. Like, I've never given myself a needle.
Yeah.
It was just like,
This thing's just a stabber thing, yeah.
It's tiny.
Yeah.
And you don't even notice it.
You don't have to find a vein or anything, just boom.
No.
Right? Yeah.
So is it going to be everywhere soon, or does it have to be?
It should be. Like, this is it's the best. Like, I'm sure I'm gonna get some bad side effect in 20 years, but like, yeah. In four, five weeks, I think I've lost 9 pounds, and like, I feel so much better. Lisa's like, you're not snoring. Just by losing that little bit of weight, right? Like, and it's like noticeable, and like I can wear like all these clothes that I couldn't wear in the last little while. And like, it is so insane, you guys. Like, it's it's the craziest thing to not like think about it, and like you don't realize how much I was obsessing about it, because like I like definitely like eat because of stress, and when I'm busy I make terrible choices, and I'm so busy all the time by my own doing. I'm just like my mom. Like I basically have my mom's like obsession of always having to be busy, and my dad and my grandma's like inability to stop eating. Like I bought a Slurpee and I like didn't finish it. I didn't even finish like a third of it.
Holy moly.
You know when the last time I haven't finished a Slurpee, like I didn't even want it. It just melted and I dumped it down the drain. I haven't done that with a Slurpee my whole life.
No, I don't think I have either. I do it all the time for the kids and stuff, but yeah, not me.
There's so many things. Like, I went to A&W and the whistle dog was back. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get two whistle dogs. And I barely finished the first one. I was like, and it's a whistle dog. It's my favorite thing.
And it's been gone for so long.
Yeah, and I just was like, nah, I'm good. And like, yeah. Don't
ordering two whistle dogs is crazy. Oh,
ordering two whistle dogs is like lunchtime, normal Trevor.
Like
the amount of, I'm probably saving money on the amount of food I'm not eating, because like I'm incredibly active. Like this is a recipe for disaster, though. Like being incredibly active and busy, while eating like garbage and not getting away with it, because I was definitely heavily overweight, but I wasn't like morbidly obese, but I was eating like a morbidly obese person, just doing so many things. And it's like eventually you bust a knee or you throw your back out, and it's just like a spiral of chaos. And like it's like totally changed the way I think. It's more like when I took those the baby dose after the stroke for my migraines of that venlafaxine, and how amazing that was for me. This is like, I would say this is probably twice as dramatic as that. And that was like life changing. And this is like double life changing. Like it's the best. It's to not think about food, or to like I can eat like a grown up. Like I don't want to go to the store and get Fun Dip at 9 o'clock at night. Like that's like, I'm just not interested in some things. Like I just don't care. It's not that I'm disgusted by it. I guess some people get that, but it is amazing. Yeah. And you just take this little, you have to click this pen. You get this little weird pen with this liquid that you can see in it, like a little tube, like Nike Airs, almost like with the air capsule.
Oh, nice.
It looks like, and you got to like make, you got to count your clicks. And you like have to warm it up a little bit, and then like it has to make a little drop, and you stab yourself in the stomach with it, which I think is funny. That's like you literally stab it in the fat you're trying to get rid of. It's pretty hilarious, but that's just where you're supposed to do it. And then you like have to hold the button, and it like goes like, it like unclicks in you, and then you have to hold it for a couple seconds. Then you're like good. It doesn't like bleed or anything. Like it's just, it's so weird. And like doctors. My doctor, I was like, kind of like, oh God, I don't know if I'm like, how the hell do you ask someone for this? Like
the commercial, just ask.
Like, am I a loser? I feel like, you almost feel like a failure. And I just walked to the doctor, he's like, oh yeah, this stuff is amazing. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, he's like, this is the future. He's just like, he was just like, yeah, this is, it's fascinating. He's like, it's been used for years and years and years and years and years in people too, right? And he's just like, this, it's amazing. He's like, the changes I see in people. He's like, if you don't think you're like my hands, I was getting like whatchamacallit? Like my mom and my dad both get arthritis in their hands. Nothing like major. Just annoying, and like I don't get that anymore. And I think it's because it's like regulating my blood sugar so much for my eating. Because like blood sugar and inflammation are really connected. Tom Brady, hashtag TB12. But like that's like gone. Like I just like feel so much better when I don't snore, and like I'm losing weight and like feeling better, and my back is like great because I've lost like, you know, eight, probably more. I didn't start weighing myself at the start because I was like, oh, it's going to take a while, you know? And then I was like, oh, I better get a scale and check this because this is getting pretty drastic. And the only thing I'm noticing is that I think I'm getting used to it. Because when I first was taking it, it was just like amazing. And now I'm kind of almost back to normal. But.
And I'll admit the only thing I really know it comes from Bill Simmons' podcast in South Park. But is it true that you have to take it is if you stop taking it for like a year or something, the weight comes back on? I just don't see how that's possible. Once the weight's gone, it should be.
Oh, it's not. It's stopping your food craving.
Yeah.
Once I have no self-discipline.
Yeah. But too, you know, sometimes it's tough to get started and stuff, but once you've obtained like, you know, your ideal weight or something, and
you go back to your old, but then
you go back to your old habit, but then
I think the cells in your does it sound like what are the odds this is just made up? Like once fat's been there, it can come back easier.
I've heard that. I don't know the truth in that, but I remember hearing that. Yeah. Once those cells have like expanded, they're easy to expand again. Mm-hmm. And you just have more of them. But I think it's just like, I think I might be aware of like how much I actually need to eat, which I never was before. Because like I'm still like I feel strong and I'm making sure to eat lots of protein and I'm exercising. I'm not doing much yet, but I like feel like exercising now because, you know, when you lose a little bit of weight, it's like, oh, I actually don't feel disgusting.
Because that's the other thing, too, is it sort of makes muscle lose as well, right? So you have to sometimes be on like a blocker inhibitor of that as well.
I don't know, but like muscle building's never been hard for me, so I don't think it's going to. I think just genetically, I can build muscle really fast. Mm. And I keep muscle, like, I don't know why, I just do. Like, I'm the kind of person that when I'd go to the gym back in the day, I'd go for 2 weeks and I'd notice, like, incredible differences, you know? Like, it's always been pretty easy for me to keep muscle, but I've got to just do some basic plyometrics and stuff. And yeah, apparently you turn your bones, you turn into a bird after a while, I guess. You become lightweight and you can fly, your bones hollow out or something. I don't know. But it is fascinating and I have zero, I don't give a damn. I'm not going to lie to people and be like, yeah, I'm just eating right, which I guess you are, but it's like, yeah, this thing is amazing. Totally amazing. Because I was just like, okay, Trevor, here's the deal. You're never going to stop and you're never going to have the time to stop. So it's like, you can either live your life like this forever and just slowly break down and be more and more unhealthy. It basically is AA for like obesity. I've accepted that I cannot change and I have the drug to make the difference. But it's pretty amazing, I'm not gonna lie. So we'll see, to be continued, but so far fascinating. Highly recommend. Highly. I think I'm lucky that I haven't been getting as nauseous as most people, so that's good.
Do they ever properly design a drug what they set out to design it for? I guess
I'm on two side effect drugs. Huh. Like that venlafaxine for my migraine, side effect, and Ozempic for weight control, side effect. So the two drugs I take.
You're off label.
Yeah, I'm double off label. My insurance won't cover it right now, but that might be changing. But still, I could give a damn. I don't care.
You got to imagine the insurance companies are geared up for the fight of their lives with Ozempic, hey?
Well, in what is it, like 8 years, it'll be generic, so.
Oh, good point. But for the meantime,
like $6 a shot.
Everyone wants to go on. And they don't want to pay for it, so they're
yeah, but this is
going
to be so much cheaper than other things. The government should just give it to you for free.
Yeah, at the same time, yeah, think of all the you know, health costs associated with obesity, like
heart surgery. I just look at people around me now that are like super overweight, and I'm like, dude, what are you waiting for? Like, go. Do you want me to go with? I'm like the guy at the pharmacy getting you Body Glide. It's like, let's go right now. Let's go right now. I will take you to the doctor. You can.
I'll take you to the running room. Yeah,
this can change really easily. Like. And, like, I do feel like, oh, I'm such a victim. But, like, it's just, like, food is such trash and so addictive now, too, right? And, like, life is totally chaotic at the best of times. It's just, like, it's a perfect storm for just not taking care of yourself. So, yeah, I'm optimistic. I guess it'll be, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes through the summer. I think you start really noticing the big differences after about 3 months. So I'll come back from the summer and tell everybody I've been doing yoga and plyometrics and lie to them. No, I have no lies. No lies. I don't give a damn. And it's like $270 or something.
A month?
Well, no, like a prescription. But the thing is there's all these like you can like cheat it, so like you can get one pen that like basically everybody wants the high dose pen because it's the same price, and then you can just like meter out the high doses into smaller doses basically.
Okay
So that's what doctors are like, just do this, who cares? So the doctor's like, yeah, I'll give you the high dose, and then you just dole it out as you want, you know. I started on the low dose pen and it's like the same price, and then once I was okay with it, I went back to the doctor. Because, you know, you want to do follow-ups and checkups and stuff, right? To make sure it's going well. But once you talk to the doctor and he's like, yep, take this, measure it, come in after this many months, talk to me, see what's going on, and then we'll put you on that and you can figure that out. But there's like some that are allowed to be insured that are coming out too, so we'll see. I've got good insurance, so that's cool. But yeah, isn't that crazy though?
So how long does the 270 last for? Then if it's not
oh
a month?
Well, like
I thought it was 300 a month.
Well, yeah, it's that's ballpark. I guess when you're up at the max dose, that would be what it is. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people never go to like the max dose. I think like the normal is like 1.5 milligrams.
Okay.
So like 1.5 is the normal max, and a pen right now can have 4 milligrams in it. So if you get the 6 milligrams a month, like 4 weeks, your prescription comes with two pens, but it's the same price. Like, it really makes no sense. But so, like, I got a 4 milligram pen, right? But I'm only taking 0.5. So that's going to be 8 weeks for me, right?
Okay. 2 months then.
Yeah, but then as you go up, it gets a little more expensive. But, like, I had a 1 milligram pen before this.
Yeah.
And so that was 0.25, 0.25, 0.25, 0.25, which is like how you start, right?
Yeah.
But I could have got a 4 milligram pen and just done like 0.25, 0.25, 0.25, and then still had 3 milligrams left in that one, right? So basically, the sooner you get the maximum dose pen and just divvy out the smaller stuff, the cheaper it is. So it's not really that much a month, but.
Yeah, you know what I'm realizing would be really annoying is the Ozempic cost savings Reddit forum with people who can't afford it trying to like really nickel and dime.
Oh, like, I don't know if you can.
If you water it down with this solvent and do this, and then you drink this, and
Well, I think there was people making their own for real.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. That was all about South Park.
Yeah, that's real. Like people were really ordering the stuff and making their own and shooting it into their bodies, which is insane.
It is so insane. Yeah. Oh yeah, we're buying the proper peptides from India. What?
So, yeah, it's fascinating, though. It's just insane. I've got to be the first person I know, I think.
Don't be so sure. You're the first person public. I bet you.
Yeah, I guess people really don't like talking about it, but.
No.
Now, you know me. I don't really give a damn, so. I don't know. After I had a stroke, I just have zero F's, you know, to give. I don't care anymore. Don't care. I'm that boomer on drugs now. I'm taking two drugs. I used to go to the doctor, you know, what drugs you take, and I'd never have nothing on my form, and now I got two. I'm just a chump. I'm like Ray Liotta at the end of Goodfellas. You know, now I order pasta, and it's just macaroni and ketchup or whatever. Living my life like a schmuck.
I thought you meant totally coked up, leaving the pasta burning on the stove.
Really. No, I'm in witness protection like a loser.
Yeah. Oh,
another
okay.
schmuck in the another schmuck on the suburb development.
Living even the like food's better in jail, Ray. Carving that garlic with the razor blades. Yeah, so thin.
Yeah, zempin' though. Zempin' hard.
Ray we'll never see. Got to live to see the zempin'.
No, that's true, but man, I can't even begin to tell you. If you know anyone that's thinking about it, highly encourage. I seriously go out and I see people, I'm like, no, you don't have to do this. You don't. And it's totally addiction. Like, it's completely addiction. At least it was with me. That's really what it was like. It was like a fan shut off that was been running all the time. And that fan was me just, it's, people call it food noise. See a food noise, and then all of a sudden you take it, and then you don't have food noise, and it's like, what the hell is going on? But especially when you forget to eat. You're just like, what? Huh? Like, you don't even think about it.
Yeah, bizarre. You mastered the Slurpees and the Whistle Dogs. There's nothing else they can throw at you.
That's like the two hardest. I haven't even had Dr. Pepper lately because I don't even want it.
Well, that was me and the Dr. Pepper cream soda. I was like, yeah, I had a sip. I didn't dare have a can.
Yeah, I could never finish a whole like bottle of pop. Like I go to like if we get something at A&W and it comes with a root beer, it just sits in the fridge. I got the Starbucks iced tea lemonades that sat in the fridge for 2 days, Carter.
Oh. The ice melted.
Yeah.
Light, that's why I get light ice.
Carter, I didn't drink an iced tea from Starbucks.
Unreal.
I used to crush
okay. How much does a coffee cost at Starbucks?
I don't know. I never get coffee there, but it's not cheap.
How much do you think? $4.50, $6?
Like, yeah.
So how much do you think? Okay. So we took the boys to Smitty's for... for breakfast like last weekend. Maybe we'll go tomorrow too or something. Ooh. And I don't know, wasn't interested in eating too much or spending too much, so I got you know, like the fruit plate and the coffee, and the boys just went all out. You know, pancakes, bacon, eggs, ice cream, you name it. And guess how much my coffee cost? And this is like, and Janelle got one too. And so you just plop down a, you know, carafe for your two coffees. How much do you think?
Damn right,
cost?
They do. What you
pay? $2.99.
When I started, no, Carter. I know the price of coffee at Smitty's very well.
Yeah, I know the hurricane. Yeah.
Used to be $1.49. Then it was $1.52 for a long time. The last time I was there was $2.52. What's it at now?
$4.
Son of true gallon!